And welcome back in to Purple Passion. Frank, Kyle, J, O, and Q. And this week in the news around the NFL, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, we're going to get this entire segment we're going to dedicate to the commissioner, right? Let's wrap this tape up. We can send it to New York. You can watch it. First of all, changes that could be coming. One, first full-time ref by the NFL. I think a lot of us would agree this is probably a good move.
It's a great move. I think anytime you look at, you know, the game and how it's progressed and bigger, stronger, faster guys are moving at a higher rate of speed, you want to get calls right. You don't want to be in a position where you're missing calls. And I think it is important to have, you know, a full-time guy and full-time staff that can really dissect and see things rather than have it. And I'm not saying that they're part-time guys as far as, you know, not really given it their all, but I do believe that there is something to be said that if this is your full-time commitment to really watch and study and film and actually being out there and trying to put yourself in a position to get better.
And that is one of their focuses, the full-time training and development of their own referees, looking out there who else can come up from the talent pools from everywhere else. So that is making your job full-time. That is investing into what you should be doing. And now the game is so critical and the game is so difficult to judge right now. You got to have full-time to make it what it really should be.
I wonder if it's the first step in making all the referees full-time. It's good that they have one, but maybe it needs to continue, right? Add to it.
Well, I mean, it's a good first step. I mean, you definitely need somebody full-time, like you guys said. I'll just echo that. This game is tough. You know, we're all full-time employees when we played, so why not the officials? I mean, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. You get the calls, right?
Money or
exactly,
around, right?
Yeah.
Also, expanding the playoffs. I want to see if you guys are for or against this. They've talked about going maybe to 14 or 16 teams. I see Q already shaking his head, maybe watering down the postseason product a bit. What do you think?
That means that the Jets would be in the playoffs this year. Enough said. The quality is all about the quality. And I think that the game itself, I mean, what's in the best interest of the game? I mean, that's the theme, I guess, I'm going with. What's in the best interest of the game? Is it about just making more money, or is it about the quality and making the experience what it is? I think the money will come if you have a quality product out on the field. People will come. At the same time, you water it down by adding extra teams. It weakens what it means to win a division title. It weakens trying to get that first round bye. And I think it overall damages the high quality of the playoffs.
It takes away from certainly, I think, what you do in the regular season. You have a bye right now to the top two seeds. I think that's important. The other aspect, though, is if they add games to the end of the season in the playoffs with adding teams, do you then take it away maybe preseason games? Is that a way to maybe reduce what we see?
Well,
in the
you know,
preseason?
The players' union is going to lobby for that because you're going to have to take away some type of contact in the grand scheme of things. And so, yeah, look, this is not going to happen without the players buying in at some level. But I'm, you know, mentioned it earlier. If you put the take away the bye week, it just makes for such a long week. I think you got to have some kind of break in there for these guys, the contact that they take over the course. And I don't like you said, watering down what a playoff system is really good right now. There's parity. Let's keep it. And those playoff games are really good.
I'm more on the fence than you guys. I mean, if you went 7, for example, you'd have the first team would get a bye. And I think it just would be kind of the whole everybody would have a little more to play for. Every team, like the team like the Jets, you know, I know I don't like talking about them, but their fans would still have more interest. And I think that maybe if you added an extra bye week in the regular season, 2 byes, maybe that'll just give the guys a little more rest along the line. I think it can be examined. I'm not saying that I'm for or against it, but I think there's some merit to it. I don't think it's going to hurt the game that much.
You can examine it, and I don't have a problem with that, but I guess my decision is no.
I like the 2 bye weeks. I like the idea of the 2 bye weeks.
I'm somewhere in the middle on it, yeah.
It's like it'll be like the NBA or the NHL. It's, you know, there's going to be more teams making the playoffs than not making the playoffs, and I don't like the idea.
You don't want to be like the NCAA. Well, we had Seattle a couple years ago made it 7-9. But you don't want to be like the NCAA basketball tournament where everybody makes it. You're right on that aspect.
Our Twitter question today, we stay on the topic of the commissioner. What do you think the players think about Roger Goodell? And, of course, this week, some of the players speaking out. As Bounty Gate got overturned, we heard from some of the players, Jared Allen in particular from the Vikings, said this week that he wished everything that Roger Goodell has done could be undone since he's been commissioner. It may be a bit extreme, but it doesn't seem like he's made any friends with the players.
Well, I think when he first came in, Paul Tagliabue kind of had a good buddy-buddy relationship with Gene Upshaw. And then, you know, you kind of saw players get a little bit frustrated with a lot of the bad apples that were in the bunch as far as their conduct off the field. You got a guy like Roger Goodell coming in, changing things, being a little bit more heavy-handed with the discipline, the Michael Vicks of the world, the Tank Johnsons of the world, the Pac-Man Jones of the world, heck, even Ben Roethlisberger. you had guys realizing that, okay, he's cleaning up the league. I think what guys are frustrated with is just the process in how he's judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to mitigating fines and punishment as far as the different hits out on the football field. I think that's where guys get frustrated.
But I think you're starting to see now the turning of the guard, too, that there is more of a system in place, because look at Ed Reed. He was suspended for one full game. They reduced it down. There was an impartial.
But that shouldn't even have been.
I agree with you, but I think they're doing that because they're trying to mandate at such a level that it does come back down because they know it's going to be negotiated out. But I think, you know, as far as Goodell, I think the players definitely, hey, they're waning with this guy. And it's all about the type of the fines that they're getting. And, you know, justified or not.
Q mentions Paul Tagliabue. Surprised at all that it's Tagliabue that comes in and overturns the bounty gate.
Well, at least shows that the NFL office has some, you know, honesty about the way they run things. I mean, look, Roger Goodell, his job is to try to protect the shield, protect the money in the NFL, and it's hard for him to kind of try to marry everything together. I mean,
what's in the best interest
off the field, I think he did a really good job. Like you said, Q, I was in favor of him cleaning up the league, but on the field, you got to keep the game what the game is. Hits are part of the game. Contact is going to happen. Intent should be taken more into account than for what happens on the field than what actually happens. So,
all right, good stuff. We could go an entire show on these topics. We got to move on. Of course, we have a big game to talk about on Sunday, Ravens Broncos. We'll break it down right here after the break.